And I want to welcome all of you from the Black. I want to welcome all of you from the Black Talk line, combining with the First Fruits line, and thank God for you. We're about to go into prayer, and then we'll have a time of praise. Amen. You know, that's one thing that we can, as Christians, agree on. All of us agree that God will answer prayer, and we agree that God deserves to be praised. Amen. We want to give him what he deserves. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer first. Heavenly Father, we just love you and appreciate you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your amazing grace. God, you've been so good to all of your people everywhere. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. For great health, for great strength. Thank you, Lord, for even letting our hearts beat over 1,000 times or more on last night. And the hearts are still beating. God, nobody can do what you have done. You created the heart. And in a lifetime, it beats millions and millions of times. God, you are spectacular. And we love you, Lord, and we praise you. Now look on this prayer line today. Bless every person. Don't let the people leave the same way they come. Let them be inspired and blessed in such an ultra-awesome way, we pray. Bless, 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 bless. Bless, bless, bless. We rebuke the enemy. The enemy is a liar. The blood of Jesus stands against him. And God, we pray that you bring blessings. Heal sick bodies. Save people who are unsaved. Restore those who need to be restored. Bring those who are down up. Cast out the enemy and give victory in every situation, we pray. And we thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you for everything, Lord, for your miracles like we've never seen in 2015. You're so good, so faithful, and so graceful to bless your children. Thank you for it. Your compassion fails not. We give you the glory and the praise on every hand. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask it. Thank you for everything again. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen. God bless all of you. Amen. I believe Mother Johnson wants to pray for you. We do ask you to pray. Go ahead,
Mother. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, thank you, thank you. This is one of the days the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord is standing by, waiting on us, we pray thee. We ask the Lord to lead us and guide us and teach us his will and his way, because we're nothing without the Lord. Without God leading us, we don't know which way to go. So we let him lead us and let him guide us and teach us his will and his way. We'll be led in the right direction. Lord, I thank you for your blessings. Thank you for everything you've done for me. I praise and magnify your name. I want to ask to all the people on the line in the United States and overseas, let us look to the Lord and bless his name and wait on his leading and let him guide us and teach us his will and his way, and God will lead us all the way. From earth to glory. And I praise God. I thank God. I'm just waiting on him. I don't know just which way he wants me to go, but I do know one thing. I'm waiting on the Lord. The Lord knows. He knows my heart and he knows my desire. I want to be led by the Lord. Whatever the Lord said, we just got to wait on him. Sometimes we have some suffering to go through, but let us keep on thanking him for what he's doing for us. Because I've been suffering quite a while. But I'm still saying, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because he's keeping me alive and letting me take care of it, letting me go through the suffering. And I praise him and magnify him. We all got to suffer some things, children. One thing for sure, we don't want to suffer much, but we got to suffer some things, got to suffer some pain and suffer some hurt sometimes. We don't know which way the Lord wants to go and what he want to put on us. But I praise God. I know the Lord is knowing what he's doing. Whatever he does it right, and I don't worry about it. I just thank him, Lord, if you take me through. You just carry me through it. I'm willing to stand all the way. I'm not going back and not going backwards and going to take back nothing because I believe God. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord, knowing that he knows me and he sees me and he knows my life. He knows what I stand for and he knows what I believe. And I know nobody can change that. I just thank God. I'm just waiting on the Lord. I mentioned the faith of Mother Johnson. God will always get the glory out of my life because I'm looking to the hills of which cometh my help. Pray for me. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. She gave us words of encouragement. I don't think she didn't hear me about the prayer, but I tell you, God knows what we need. Amen. And he gave us just what we need. What a great, great word of encouragement. God bless you. And let's speak to the Lord this morning. Good morning, Lord. I know you're here.
Good morning,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
My God. Amen. Some of y'all didn't open your mouth. But let's all of us, if you love the Lord, let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Let's try it again. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. This is a wonderful time, and let's enter into praise and worship him and give him glory. I believe God inhabits this because he does inhabit the praises of his people. All right. Let's get a praise check and see what level you're on this morning in your praise in Jesus' name. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus. give me a break, et cetera. I appreciate it. But if not, we'll just stay right in there. Praise the Lord. So I want to mention that again. If you'd like to take, I believe, the 1 a.m., the 1:30, or 2, the 2:30. The 3 to 4 is gone. And but the 4, the 4:30, the 4:30 to 5, and the 5:30 to 6. And then I'll be back again with the 6 o'clock as we do every morning. And if any of you would like to do that, I'm going to call these hours out and just say, Pastor, I'll take it. I'll jump in there and lead the prayer. What do you do? Well, you can pray that time. You can have praise reports or testimonies. You can bring in a special guest to speak. You can preach yourself. Amen. But we just need for you to be willing to be over the prayer line at that time. Someone said, Lord, use me. Well, this is an opportunity. And, you know, many times you have to make a sacrifice for the Lord. But it pays off with royal blessings in the name of Jesus. So let me just go over these. If anyone would like to have these times, just say, put me down, Dr. Johnson, and I will. Amen. Otherwise, I'll just I'll fill it myself. All right. And that's tonight at 9 o'clock, beginning at 9 o'clock. So we have all those times, 9 all the way, I believe, to 12 filled. But who would take it from 1 to 1:30, if you will, or 1 to 2, either way, if you will, just say that. I'll take that, Pastor. Anyone? You take the 1 o'clock in the morning, 1 a.m., to the 1:30, the 1:30 to 2, or the 1 to all the way to 2 o'clock. If you will, just say I will. Anyone? All right. Well, you have to jump in there and speak up because I'm not going to linger. Yeah. Who will do that? Anyone? All right. I'll take the 1, the 2. Amen. Anyone take the 2 to 2:30 or 2 to 3? Anyone? All right. All right. Who will take, if you will, jump in there. Amen. All right. Who will take the 3:30 or 3 to 4? Mm-hmm. All right. I'll take it. All right. We have the 3 to 4 taken. I'm sorry. But the 4:30 or 4 to 5 o'clock, who will take that? All right. God bless you. I'll take that. All right. What about the 5 to 6 o'clock? Anyone? All right. I'll take that. God bless you. Thank you so much. And I'm just praying that God will bless those who are willing to bless him. Amen. In such a special way. All right. I want to get some praise reports this morning. If God has been good to you, I just remember that. I think I mentioned to you all that I would be speaking this morning. Let me see if the Lord can give me a word here this morning. Right. Let me read this to you. Joel 2:25 says, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you." I want to talk about this morning when somebody's right next to the phone, and I understand that, you know, when the enemy trying to get busy, whenever you want to give a word for the Lord. But if you will, just mute the phone by pressing *6. Amen. You're right by the phone, moving around the phone. You might be in the kitchen working or whatever, but be kind and be compassionate for others and press *6. Thank you. I want to talk about kenosis this morning. K-E-N-O-S-I-S, kenosis. Kenosis. It's a Greek term that means to empty out. Empty out. I want to remind you that in Daniel, beginning in the 4th chapter of Daniel, there was a king who needed to empty out, and God himself did a kenosis on him. He had this dream, and the dream was that he had a huge, there was a huge tree, and the tree was so huge it served as protection to cover all the animals there in the kingdom. On the branches, the birds got covering because they would create nests. And this tree seemed to be the answer for everything. And in this dream, he saw, you might say, the word of God come to an angel that came down and cut the tree down, and it left a stump. And when the stump was left, God seemed to say that even though the tree is cut down, I don't want all the tree demolished, but need the stump. And even as I think about the stump, some of us, the enemy has kenosed us so much until only the stump is left. That's why we get so many of the people in ministry who are committing suicide now, because they have kenosed so much that only the stump is left. But a lot can come from the stump. The enemy wants you, when you've been through the storm and the rain, and when you've been wounded and bruised, he wants you to completely get away from the ministry. But if the stump is left, you have enough just in the stump from the Lord Jesus Christ to build the greatest ministry that you've ever had in your life. This king, in the vision or dream he saw, the stump was left. And then he saw in the vision that there was, you might say, hope in the stump. He called for the astrologers in the kingdom to come and to interpret the dream, but none of them could do so. But there was a man of God who had, you might say, the gift of interpretation. His name was Daniel. And Daniel came to interpret the dream. At first, he was scared to tell the king what he had seen because it was not good. When he said, "O king, this great tree that you saw in your dream is you. And you have become such a great king, and there are people who are relying on you everywhere. And what the dream means is that God is going to cut you down and leave the stump." Now, in other words, he's going to completely kenosis you and leave the stump. But from the stump, you can be restored. Yeah. And then the word is saying here that he said to the king that for a season, perhaps 7 seasons, which my interpretation is 7 years, he said, God is going to allow you to even live like a wild beast, and to eat grass like the oxen, But at the end of the period, when you come to the point where you believe that God has the authority over your kingdom to do what and to give it to whomever he pleases, then you can be restored from the stump. And God will bless you. It happened just as soon as he gave the interpretation that same hour. And that king was driven out to eat grass like oxen. But after 7 years, he came to himself and said, I realize that God is the one who kenosed me. And he is the one who emptied out me. And he is the one who can restore me. Oh, my God. Kenosis means to totally be emptied out. To totally just have nothing left inside. And when you have been cleaned out, there is space inside you for God to restore you. There is space inside of you for God to put whatever he pleases and wants to put inside. See, so many people are so full of everything else, God cannot get the right thing inside of them. But when you have a kenosis experience, it means that you just take everything in your heart and your soul and mind and completely allow the Holy Spirit to take it out. And then he can fill it up again with joy, hope, peace, love, all the fruits of the Spirit as never before. That's why so many, I think, people in ministry have that experience where they don't want to continue. It's because they have given and they have given and given and given and given until they are kenosed. They have experienced a kenosis time in their life. And that's why it's so important that when people give out and give out and give out, that we as the saints of God ought to turn around and try to pray that God would restore them, bring back what the enemy has somewhat tried to block. Amen. When God can restore them and bless them in a tremendous way. Kenosis is good because it's a time of cleansing. Kenosis is good because it's a time of getting right with the Lord. It's a time of consecration. It's a time of fasting and a time of praying, the kenosis experience. Here in our text in Daniel, I believe, the fourth chapter, this king had experienced or had a kenosis experience where he had to be completely emptied out in his heart, soul, and mind, was made to eat grass like oxen. But after 7 years, God restored him to the kingdom. And when he did so, the king embraced the teachings of Jehovah God rather than those idol gods that he was embracing at first. And God began to use this king even to a greater level because he had completely kenosed, was emptied out, and now he was filled with the Holy Spirit of God. My God. I tell you, I began to look at that and found out through my studies that there are many things and principles that can come from this kenosis experience that this king had. I found out through the Holy Spirit, the Lord said, anybody can have a kenosis experience. And when you have that kenosis experience, you can be restored to a level higher than you were before. Preachers can have it. Yes, they can. Oh, there are some preachers who somehow need to be emptied out and say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Missionaries can have this kenosis experience. Some missionaries need to empty out and say, Father, refill me again with more love than I've ever had before, more peace, and your grace and mercy abide within me. The people in the church who need to be have a kenosis experience, they've got a mean attitude. They got a nasty attitude. But they need to empty out all that stuff, that gossiping type of habit. They need to empty out those things they've been holding as grudges and empty out. Allow God to kenose them, to have that kenosis experience and empty out everything that's not like the Lord. And when you get it empty, that temple, which the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, get your temple emptied and get your heart emptied. God is able to fill it up with the joy of Jesus and the peace and the love and all the fruits of the Spirit that the Holy Spirit brings. I tell you, ushers, I've seen them many times who need to have a kenosis experience. Because they're the first people, many times, that people see when they walk in the door. And if they are bitter, it gives a bad impression of the church. And what they need to do is have the kenosis experience and be emptied out and allow the Lord to completely fill them up again. Sunday school teachers, many times, need to have that experience. And deacons, I've seen that, when they need to have the kenosis experience. I don't care who you are. Broken families kenose, and broken people need to kenose. Wounded people need to kenose, because wounded and hurt people hurt other people, and they need to have that kenosis experience. And not only that, people who are backslidden, they need to have that kenosis experience, because their hearts and minds have been shattered and bruised by the enemy. And somehow God can bring them back and give them joy and peace when they empty out all the things that the enemy has tried to put in. The broken hearts need to be have that kenosis experience. And the messed up minds need to have the kenosis experience. Brain matter needs to be emptied out many times. Those things in your brain that are wrong, they need to be emptied out. And allow God to fill up your mind with the blessings of the Lord. Amen. In all kinds of situations, he'll bring more joy, more peace, more love, just blessings in your heart, soul, and mind when you say, Lord, here I am. I want you to take me and empty everything out and fill it up with your joy and your strength and your hope and everything that's good that comes. Oh, my God. I'm about out of time here. But, you know, how do you get that kenosis experience? You go to God and you just simply throw your hands up and say, Lord, empty me out. Fill me up again. That's like the Holy Ghost. You get the Holy Ghost one time. Pray and bless my heart, soul, and mind. Yeah. He can bless you. Amen. In such a great way that you will be shouting and ain't nothing seem like making you shout except the Holy Spirit. You'll know that it is the Lord who has kenosed you. You'll know it is the Lord who has blessed you. You'll know it is the Lord who has completely renovated your whole temple. And the way he does it is he takes on everything through this kenosis experience and gives you what you need instead of the things that the enemy has brought. I throw my hands up and say, Lord, empty me out. Oh, here I am. Empty me out, God, and fill me up again. The enemy comes daily to kill, steal, and destroy. And don't say, well, I've been saved 50 years, and I don't need that experience. You're the main one probably who needs it all these years. You've got things in there that the enemy has put in corners of your life that you can't even see and you're not aware of. But somehow, some way, through the kenosis experience, when you say, Father, here I am, help me, help me. And anybody who's to the point where you think you don't need help, you're one of the main ones who need to have a kenosis experience. Little kids, many times, I've seen them on the altar, and they're having a kenosis experience. See, how do they get it? They throw their hands up and just surrender to the Lord. Just surrender. Lord, I don't know nothing. I'm nothing. I can't do nothing without you. That's how you go up the levels higher. You just surrender to him and completely yield yourself to the Lord. And when you do that, he will pick you up and turn you around. And he will place your feet on solid ground. It's just like when I got ready to go to school, I didn't know anything about a seminary. But somehow, some way, I had to go there and learn about what they were teaching. I had to surrender to my professors. I had to sit there and not listen for attentively for not just 5 minutes. I had to listen many times for 2 or 3 hours at a time and be very attentive to what they're saying. In other words, I was having a kenosis experience. What I thought I knew, I emptied it out and say, I got to have room to take in what is given here. And that's what you have to do many times with the Lord. You have to, all the stuff that you have taken in, you have to allow it to be emptied out so there can be room for God to bring in what he wants to bring in. Oh, you never had an experience before when God, like God can do for you when you are kenosed, when you have room inside for him to put things in you that he wants to put inside of you. I didn't know anything about thanking God 1,000 times until I had a kenosis experience, and the Lord began to have me thank him 1,000 times. I didn't know anything about fasting 1,000 days until I had a kenosis experience and emptied out, and the Lord put in me, and I want you, he put me on a fast that I couldn't get off. See, you have to have that kenosis experience to say, I don't want the stuff that I've been trying to put in. I just want the stuff that God is putting inside of me. Yeah. You empty out everything that's not like the Lord. You empty out everything that won't bring a blessing. You empty out everything that will not give you the joy of the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you empty out everything that's not bringing peace, that passes all understanding to your life. And when you kenose, oh my God, he'll take you up higher. When you kenose, oh my God, he'll make you a blessing to more people. Yeah, I'm often, I remember how I went to Richmond, Virginia, and I was in concert there, and the people had not advertised the concert basically at all. And they had me in a big auditorium that seated maybe thousands of people, and there were only 12 people in the auditorium. And the enemy spoke to me and said, I know you, Dr. Bernard Johnson. You're not going out there and blow for those people. It's just 12 in the auditorium. Tell them that you can't do it. You go and get your coat on and let your limousine take you back to the hotel. And I was saying, yes, you're right. And getting ready to leave and told my people, let's go. And before I could do it, I made a mistake, or was a mistake. I made a righteous move, and that was I got down on my knees and began to pray and thank God for bringing us there. But I told the Lord, I'm getting ready to leave. because ain't nobody in the auditorium. And the Lord stopped me and spoke to me and said, I need, in other words, he was saying, I need you to have a kenosis experience. I need for you to get out of your heart that you, Dr. Bernard Johnson, get that out of that pride and that stuff out of your heart. And I need for you to hear me. I said, what is it, God? He said, who do you blow for? And I said, I blow for you. If you blow for me, get up off your knees and go out there and blow for those 12 people because they come to hear from me. And I had a kenosis experience. I emptied out all that mess that the enemy was trying to put in my heart, all the pride that he was trying to bring. Got up and went out there and took my horn and my musicians began to play. And I blew that night like I've never blown before. I blew like I was blowing to 20,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people. And I blew until even I was wet all in my shoes. My socks were wet. My feet were wet. All over. I was wet all over. I was giving God everything. And during that time, I had a kenosis experience. Yeah, yeah. All that sweat poured out of me, but it was not only just sweat, but it was whatever that was in my heart at first was being poured out. And when I got through having that kenosis experience on that stage, and out of 12 people, I believe that night three or four of them came to Christ and got saved. Oh, my God. I went back off the stage and walked back into my dressing room, got on my knees again, and said, Lord, I thank you. He stopped me again. He said, son, you've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you ruler over many things. How did I get this prayer line? I had a kenosis experience. How did I get toward thanking God 1,000 times? I had to have a kenosis experience. Yeah. And when I got up off my knees in that, I got up, and they took me back to my limousine, took me back to the hotel, but I've never been the same again because God has been making me ruler over many things. Huh. Yeah, yeah. I just wrote a letter yesterday about accepting this and accepting that. And one of the things I realized in that letter as I was writing is that God was right. Yeah, you've been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. So the 12 people now have developed into a listening audience of over 90 million people. Why? Because I had a kenosis experience. And I just said, Lord, I will do what you want me to do. Take out the stony heart. Take out the pride. Take out all that stuff that's not like you. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. But no other help, I know. And God, through the kenosis experience, has taken us to new levels that I can't even describe. Somebody prophesied over me the other day and said, but now, doctor, the half has not ever been told. Your latter days will be greater than your beginning. Had a great beginning. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, Bernard, you have not had your day. And then he said, and my, what a day. He came back to me again and said, Bernard, you have not had your day. And then said, and my, what a day. And then he said, when the third my comes, your day is coming in. Just the other day, not too long ago, thank you. Ambassador Stern said, I see it in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah. God is bringing you into your season. The Holy Ghost came back and said, Bernard, you have not had your day. And my, what a day. I'm preaching a sermon about when God says the third my. Oh, my God. Let me tell you how it happened. You have to have a kenosis experience for God to say my, what a day. When you empty out, get all the grudges out. Get all of the jealousy out. Get all of everything, the habits and everything out of your life and allow the Lord to clean up your temple. You can have a kenosis experience because you empty out everything and allow God, only God, to fill up your heart, your mind, your soul, your temple. In the name of Jesus. I've come to tell you, all of us on this line, need to have a kenosis experience. Empty out anything that's not like the Lord. You thought, yeah, somebody didn't do me right, and you had a grudge against that. Empty it out. Get rid of it. You thought maybe they should have paid you more money. Empty it out and give it to God and let him handle it. You thought, I worked so hard, but I didn't get paid right. Empty it out and let God pay you. You thought, well, the doctor gave me the wrong medicine, and I need to go and try to cuss the doctor out. Empty it out and let God take care of it, no matter what it is. Have that kenosis experience. Somebody on your job has not treated you right, but empty it out, kenos, and let God take care of it. Somebody is sick and can't get well. Empty all that in your mind out about you're not going to make it, about you're going to die. Empty it out and say, I'm in the hands of the Lord. When you kenos, God takes over and fills up your mind with his thoughts and fills up your body with his blessings and his anointed. Oh, I pray for you that you might have a kenosis experience to empty out everything and allow God to completely fill it up with his power and with his mercy, his grace, and with his fruits of the Spirit. May God bless you through this morning. I hope you take this with you all day long. That King Nebuchadnezzar had to have a kenosis experience. Thought he was he was so great that he would never be out of the kingdom, but he had to have the kenosis experience. And then God saved the stump and took him up higher. I tell you, it will bless you. Amen. When you have a kenosis experience. God bless you. I'm through today. Amen. Ambassador Hagen, take it for a few moments. Amen. Here. And we'll have praise reports. And whatever you want to do is fine. God bless you. It's in your hand. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen?
God bless you. Yes. Oh, my Lord. What a word. What a powerful word from the Lord. I'm telling you, we have heard everyone to say, my Lord, and we thank you for allowing the Lord to use you, to use your vessel to be a blessing to the world on this morning. And no doubt somebody listening to this message is wondering, well, how can I have a kenosis experience? Because I need a kenosis experience. And the man of God made it so plain. I'm going to ask you, Chief, if you could just come back for a moment for those who are crying out all around the world to have a kenosis experience. This anointing is resting upon you. If you could pray a special prayer for every listener right now, certainly would appreciate it, sir.
Yes, I can. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh, God, it was you who gave me that. And, God, that must mean that you're saying to people everywhere that you want them to have a kenosis experience. Look on that man. Look on that woman going through the storm right now. Some have been wounded and have had to weep all night long. Some have been bruised. And, Lord, they're still holding their stomach, still holding their heart. God, I pray that while they're holding that stomach, empty out. While you're holding that heart, empty out in the name of Jesus. In the spirit realm, empty out everything inside them that is causing them to become bitter, that is causing them to really miss the bountiful blessings of God as he's trying to bring into them the joy of the Lord that is their strength. I pray that you allow them to open up their heart and let the Lord in. Lord, so many people have tried everything else, trying to find that niche, trying to find whatever they need to completely fill that spot in their heart that seemed to be empty. I decree that it's you. It's you, Lord. They're looking for you. And I pray that you allow them